At the end of Parshas Emor, the Torah recounts a difficult story, a complex story. It's a story of the Mekalel. The Mekalel, we're not going to go into all the details here at all, but the Mekalel was someone who cursed God. And the Torah describes he was actually put into jail. Now, Judaism, in Jewish law, there isn't really a concept called jail. There is not a place called jail in Judaism. More about that a different time. But here was a special exception. He was put in jail after he cursed God. The reason? Because Moshe did not know what the law was, what his punishment should be. Did not know. And therefore, he just put him in jail, waiting for further instructions from God. Rashi tells us that, interestingly enough, this story took place concurrently, at the same time as a different story in a different section of the Torah, the story that we know it as the Mekalel, the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh. Okay, that's a story later on in Sefer Bamidbar at the end of Parshas Shlach, also towards the end of the Parsha, and also a complicated and difficult story. Also, someone who violates, commits a sin, and he's also thrown in jail. Also in jail. So the two jail stories, which are unique, the only stories that I know of in the Torah, of the Jewish people as a nation putting people in jail, are these two stories, and it happens at the same time. But Rashi tells us in our parsha that they were not put in the same jail, not in the same cell. That's important for the Gemara to teach us. Rashi's quoting to us. Why? Why? And who cares? Why is this important? And Rashi reveals to us an insight which I will draw out and develop and sharpen, which is really so sensitive and teaches us an important lesson. And that is, Moshe knew that the Mekoshesh was supposed to be, was Chayav Misa. He just simply did not know what type of Chayav Misa. He knew he was getting the death penalty, he just did not know which one. However, the Mekalel, Moshe did not know what, if he was going to have capital punishment. And Moshe felt that instinctively, that it was wrong to place someone whose future verdict was unknown in the same jail as someone whose verdict, that of capital punishment, was known. To place someone who did not know whether he would be executed or not, to place him in a jail with someone who was going to be executed would lead the Mekalel, lead this person to feel that they are going to be executed too. Perhaps one might not necessarily say such a thing. There are lots of people in different jails and they're punished in different ways. However, Moshe was so concerned that this sinner, this blasphemer, this one who had cursed God, whose terrible sin, that he would be uncomfortable. He'd be uncomfortable being in the same prison cell as someone who was on death row. And therefore, Moshe made sure to keep them in a different jail, in a different cell, in a different prison. It's always inspired me, that great sensitivity. You know, the Gemara mentions numerous times in Shas about the mitzvah of being sensitive to people who are on death row. A fascinating, unexpected teaching in the Talmud. The Talmud repeats this numerous times. How the Jewish law applies the commandment of "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha" to someone who is being executed, someone who's on death row. How strange, how unexpected! But we see the lesson, the elegant, eloquent of the Torah expectation, and moral, having moral sensitivity for every human being, even the quote-unquote worst human beings. After all, they are created in the image of God. And although they've, even if they've done wrong, that's between them and God, God and them. It's not, we simply are taking instruction, following God's instruction. It's not up to us, however, to emotionally torture or abuse or punish any more than God has decided for them to be punished. An important lesson for us in our own lives in many different areas. Shabbat Shalom.